Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a Light Bulb Moment.
I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast. And I am Deshaun Duran.
And I am Asania Taylor.
Oh, please. But anyway,
take two.
How you doing, Asania Taylor?
Oh, good. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed too. But anyway, we're here to talk about the five love languages.
No, man, we ain't just gonna slide like you just
no.
Okay, let's go five love languages. I'm like, we're
physical touch. We on physical touch. Touch, boom, doom, 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 doom.
Touch, boom, doom, doom, doom. Touch. Is that? To the light.
Right into it. And let it touch.
I'm mad he's already still in the
So, yeah. You know, the more I learn about these love languages, I'm starting to really figure out what I am.
Oh, no, we're not going back down that road.
But your physical touch.
Yeah.
So this is your love language.
Right. So I can elaborate on this. But last week, we went a good 5-10 minutes with you trying to debate on what your, and I told you what yours was.
I feel like I know more of what mine is, but we're not going to go there. Tell us about physical touch and why it's your love language. Don't know my love language. Don't know what my voice got.
Oh, no, that just threw me off. Like
Barry White.
This just threw me off.
Oh
man. Physical touch. We're gonna break down what physical touch is before we even elaborate.
We should.
On why
physical touch.
Oh, physical touch.
It's nonverbal signals of affection through body language. That makes sense. So it's not just about sex. I know when we usually think about physical touch. That's the first thing we think about.
I'm so glad you said that because we heard it's so not about sex so many damn times.
I know. That's everyone.
Trying to see. Man, I swear everybody has the exact same thing. It's not about sex. Let's talk about it.
It's like, that's the warning.
Even myself, I realized I said that shit so many times before we watched this shit that, like, I don't even want to stress that part. Because it partially is about sex.
You said personal?
It partially.
What they said, they said.
They just want to try to take the emphasis off of sex.
Right. It's more than sex. It's not just sex. But I feel like you can be into sex and not necessarily be have the love language of physical touch. You know?
I ain't even that deep.
Because I feel like a lot of times sex isn't about affection. I've had a lot of sex that was affectionless and very like, hit it, quit it, thank you, bye. I feel like physical touch is more of a affectionate type thing to me. And not always about, you know, hugging and stuff like that. It can be just the security of having a hand on you or something like that. That's what I feel like physical touch is. That's why I feel like I'm not physical touch because I don't, like, I'm willing to give a hug and I'm not cold and I don't want to touch you and don't touch me, but I don't have to have that. Some people, they reach for hugs. I don't reach for a hug. In general.
I'm still stuck on the fact that if it's not about affection, that's why I'm still at.
Come on,
I ain't hear nothing after. Mm-hmm. Still not about affection. Mm-hmm.
It's about just.
But then.
You know, what's it about?
Yeah.
About just getting off.
So the sensation of getting off. Mm-hmm. But not the actual intimate exchange affection. Okay. That's up there. Touché.
Just like other forms of sex. Because, you know, sex comes in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, well, okay.
So,
Gotcha. It's not just about sex. Gotcha. So, what are ways of non-sexual displays to show physical affection?
Holding hands, cuddling, grazing, kissing.
Grazing
is like when you bump into somebody, but doing it in like more of
That was so nice. Yeah, I can see.
That was more of an elbow.
That's bam! Not your love language. That was the hardest part. I'm just so crazy. What else?
I guess other forms of touch would be kind of like they did a really good demonstration in that video how when you're comforting someone.
True.
Yeah.
Arm around the shoulder.
Yeah, arm around the shoulder.
Rub on the back.
Rubbing the back or rubbing the knee. But that would be grazing, wouldn't it? Would that not be grazing?
That is grazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, white ball moments.
The definition
that
of grazing.
Is grazing. Mm-hmm. What are ways to show? Okay, how do you display physical touch to, you know, or satisfy your love language for yourself?
With physical touch, you can do it through massages, a spa day, skincare, physical activity, working out, swimming, stretching, stuff like that.
I don't agree with any of that shit. But
why?
I'll elaborate later. When?
Okay. When?
After. Okay. You get into the whole physical touch thing.
Okay.
So what is it about physical? Does it bother you?
As far as me and physical touch? Like I said, I'm not anti-touch because I'm definitely willing to give a hug. But it's just not my love language.
So when you're dating somebody, holding hands is out?
I'm not big on PDA. I've done it before.
I mean, even when you're in the house and like, you don't have to be outside to fucking hold hands.
Inside?
When you cuddling?
But like I said, I'm very willing to do stuff to make people happy. So I do it, but what I prefer, I don't have to touch you. I just don't
so
have
to. So it's more like the kind gestures.
Yeah.
It's a kind gestures.
Well, no.
You actually might like giving, you just don't like buying it shit.
I just don't.
That's all because you're going to ask me. He's like, oh, buy gifts. I'll take them.
I do buy gifts. Sometimes. But anyway, we don't have to stay on me the whole time. You are the physical touch love person. Tell us about why you like physical touch.
I just want to see why you don't like physical touch.
But I feel like... Because
we got like a whole another 20 minutes for you to elaborate on why I like
I want to be clear that... Because if it comes off as, I don't like physical touch, it would make it seem like...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't
I'm
touch Deshaun.
I feel like don't touch Deshaun.
I give him his distance. Like he has like a... Maybe feel like Bubble Boy. Like he had that bubble and he was like walking around with it. That's funny. But to be honest and to give a little bit of my background, I don't feel like my parents were super affectionate to each other. So that probably played a role in me.
Because my mother was super affectionate.
Oh, I bet she was.
My mother created my ass of my, if I can think back, probably as old as 4 or 5.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Like, not really holding me like a baby, but you know, it's.
I mean,
holding me or spraying. You know how big children sit on their parents' laps and stuff like that? Like, yeah, it's physical affection. And I got that a lot. I can still recall that.
And my people, they physical, but they're, like I said, they're not like, they don't touch each other, but they're not like all over each other. You know what I'm saying? There's
they're
some.
They're overly displayed.
Exactly. There's some, like the couple were saying, like when he came, he gave her a hug, and he's like hugging everybody when he enters the home, and he gives up, goes to his wife while she's cooking dinner, goes behind her, and that's how he greets her. You know what I'm saying? That's how they show love.
It's calming.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
It's reassuring sometimes in certain moments. I think that's why, like how they were expressing, how someone made the point that when someone's going through it, you can tell them that everything's going to be okay with a simple physical gesture while expressing that verbal affirmation of reassurance.
Right.
Adds a little bit more to that affirmation.
Right. So, like, I get it. And I probably can even date someone with physical touch, but I'm not physical touch.
So, okay. But here's the thing. If you date somebody with physical touch and that's not their love language, yeah, you really have to go out of your way to, you have to move aware and be conscious of the fact that, because, okay, so this is how, for me, physical touch is, I think personally, it's probably it's dominant amongst men. I think the other four are dominant amongst women. Because I don't think most men pay attention to the other four. because they're not in tune or they're not aware. Mm-hmm. So of that side of themselves, because so a lot of our displays, everything we do is done through physical touch. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Women, I don't know too many women who dab each other when
they hug each other.
Yeah.
I think.
Shaking of the hand. With a hug, expressing the slapping of the ass like we express in the other ones.
I'll say this. I don't feel like guys are necessarily more into that love language than girls are.
No, I think it's the one that we identify with more.
I think they do, but I know guys who need, I've heard of guys who need those other love languages too.
Okay,
so especially words. Someone told me, men need words.
It's different for every person, so you have to make it an individual thing. That's true. Because there's a lot of dudes who probably don't like touching and they don't know how to be physical and they don't know how to express it. Oh, okay. So one of the videos I saw that, because it stems a lot, it goes back to your parental setting and what you got when you were younger, because it can go back, because physical touch, there's a dark side to physical touch that they express that I joked about, but realistically, like if something happened to you when you were younger in some form of abuse or assault or violation,
right,
it can affect your physical touch, may be your thing, but it also may, physical touch may bother you because of those experiences. So it's kind of tough to express it because it is your love language, but at the same time, there's an experience directly connected to physical touch that makes it hard for you to express that,
right,
or connect with it
because of the trauma.
Yep. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's one of the tougher ones. That's what I want to say. I feel like it's one of the tougher ones. Like giving and sharing and kind gestures, that's cool, and it doesn't take much to go out your way and say something kind to someone.
I like acts of service. That's just, it just means a lot. You know?
No, he means like receiving. He's not like giving. He's like giving his gifts or his giving and receiving his receiving love language or acts of service.
But I think when I look back at my life, I think I'm acts of service. Because I am willing to do a lot for people, in my head at least.
I can hear that, because even though you made it sound like acts of service may have to be like actually doing some hard labor or buying somebody something or something like that, or taking care of their shit. Even trying to satisfy someone's love language that's physical and is not yours
is an act of service. Come on, light bulb moment. That's a good five.
I keep forgetting I can't high five the motherfucking ass. He cocked that shit back like a goddamn hammer on a damn barrel on a damn revolver on a 500 Magnum, yo.
What's this country place?
Sidebar. Because I've been watching this. Shout out to Kentucky Ballistics. It's this this YouTube channel where it's this guy named Scott, and I'm assuming he's from Kentucky. And he just shows you how different guns operate and the impact of the guns and the bullets and stuff. Just rolled up on it, YouTube, fun shit. Recommends. So, long story short, saw the craziest shit, dude. It was a 500 Magnum revolver, 3mm, I don't know, something barrel. It was stupid. Long story short, shit was so ridiculous that when it shot, you could see not only the explosion, but the damn sound wave from the barrel. Cool. And it was like, yo, he shooting sound on something. It's crazy. But yeah, back to physical touch. Yeah, most dudes, I feel like, identify with it, but it's one of the toughest ones to satisfy due to the fact that, I mean, there are women who identify with touch. God, in my personal experience. It's not a lot of women who are comfortable with themselves when it comes to the physical touch.
Interesting.
Even if it is their love language.
I think girls be thinking, from my experience, and just seeing guys and girls interact, they be thinking, like, this nigga trying to cop feels. That's why they don't be into it like that. But I think with their lover, they may be into physical touch. But with, like, you know, guys in general, it's like, you know what I'm saying? They're not really trying to, you know, so it's interesting.
But even physical touch with the same sex, like, because the insecurities of being male, because like the book I'm reading, we try to live up to so many damn social constructs of what it is to be a man. Oh my God, that's all another episode.
Well, it's changing your life?
The fuck yeah, what it is to be a man. we don't know how to identify or show or express physical touch towards another man in a comfortable
situation. I think certain cultures don't.
Okay, American culture has a tough time expressing towards another man, and that's why your boys, your sons, grow up
too expressing, hard.
Yeah, doing all this overly aggressive shit, or overwhelming all that testosterone and shit. And then if the mother tries to do it too much, it's like you pamper.
Right.
Pacify. So a lot of dudes don't know how to
show affection.
Yeah. These dudes have been programmed to go out and buy shit. Dudes have been programmed to go do shit, go fix up, clean it, pick up, take out.
So what you say a lot of dudes' love language is gifts? Because guys do like to buy stuff. Or how they show
let's
love.
Say, let's say they identify with it. I think a lot of men probably do identify with that. Kind of gestures and gifts. And then physical stuff comes in. Maybe second or third.
I don't really know what the order is. I'm sure.
I personally feel as if you have two major ones, and if those two are being satisfied, the other three fall in line. If the other two are not being satisfied, then the other three don't even, they act in my, and I have to focus on me. But my personal experience,
it's different with
if
each
the
person,
other two are being
yeah.
satisfied, the other three annoy me.
That's funny.
Like, if you try to do the other three without satisfying the other two.
What's your other one?
Quality touch.
Oh, okay. So what if they just did physical touch and didn't do quality time?
To be honest with you, I think it's quality time and physical touch. I need to be
in the same space.
Yeah. I need to get the smell,
you
your
need
essence.
The presence.
Yeah, I need to be tap into your aura.
Not FaceTime?
FaceTime is cool.
That's not quality time.
It's not as intimate as somebody having that. But I think, okay, so if you had to be away from somebody, I think it's a lot more intimate than sitting on the phone talking to them straight up.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a certain, because you can see their responses and everything. Mm-hmm. But the reason I said bullshit, and I'm going to take that back, I digress. I digress.
I'm not looking at it.
I told you, motherfucker, yo.
Sidebar, high fives are goofy. I love giving them, though. But yeah, they're really goofy. But go ahead. They're so fun. It's a good goofy. It's like, all goofies are good goofies. But some goofies aren't. But go ahead. I digress. Your turn.
Thank you, Mickey. What do you do with physical touch compared to the other four languages when you are not receiving your love language and you need to appease, you know, satisfy yourself? And, you know, the recommendation said massages, exercise. What else?
For yourself?
Yeah.
Like how spa days, skincare, physical activity.
Physical activity. What else besides those? Can you satisfy yourself?
If you're physical touch.
If you're physical touch.
Well, what do you do?
Or even, because I mean, for me?
Yeah.
That's where I'm stuck because I've tried those things. And I can now, in doing this episode and thinking about it, and to be honest with you, just in certain experiences and thinking back about my experiences, I've come to the realization that, yes, I need quality time, but I need physical touch as much. Because the one thing that they express through all the love languages if you don't have their love language gas meter quotation marks, the person doesn't operate the same if it's not being fulfilled. But then, not even just a relationship, but just in life in general. You go out seeking. I feel like we go out seeking that sometimes.
Oh, wow. I don't even know we do, like, subconsciously. That's always cool when your, like, mind kind of takes over and be doing stuff.
Doing stuff for a certain reason. Like, you don't understand why you're going out, because you've been doing this shit by default. Mm-hmm. You're not really sitting still, like, looking at our habits and looking at our tendencies. I don't think it's a lot of people who sit back and actually catalog the shit they've done, the experiences they had, and then look at the common denominators of the scenario. Like, if you keep having some fucked up shit happen with your homeboy, and every time you're with him, some crazy shit happens. When you're by yourself, nothing happens. But when you're with him, you got to look at every time. Like, he's the common denominator of that situation. And is it healthy? Or is it unhealthy? So, yada, yada, yada. But how do you satisfy that? Because I've gone to massage parlors and had physical touch done. And still feel like left with that boy.
What about your acupuncture?
That's not actually somebody physically. That's just different. That's so spiritual. It's not funny.
Well, someone, you're still being touched by something. No, not
would
really.
You say I? Would you categorize that? That's after seeing it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't touch me. That's just needles, dude. But he doesn't apply any specific pressure himself. The needles do what makes sense.
So how about this? What do you do to satisfy yourself? And then that'll tell you what your love language is.
What?
You
spend time with myself.
And quality time.
But like, as of lately, that's become...
Ooh, more.
No, way too intense. Way too intense. Not having any internet. Oh, it started to become a trip.
Right. Yeah, that's funny.
It started to become wacky.
You get some good QT with you.
Ooh, sometimes QT that I don't even know if I'm prepared to have with myself right now.
Right.
Because, I mean, when you don't have anything, and be honest with you, I don't have a lot of outlets or distractions. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really hang out with a bunch of people. I don't go too many places. My money tight right now. I'm trying to take care of some shit. So, I don't go out as much. So, I spend a lot of time in my own space. And I have a television, and I'm getting bored with my mobile with the phone, mobile apps. I'm having to find other outlets.
Your games?
No, I have no internet. So, I can't do Xbox. And again, mobile apps aren't becoming... I can only do that for maybe about, let's say, maybe a total of 3 hours throughout the day, four at the most. In spurts, like if you count up, tally out how many times I just sit my phone through the game, it's probably equivalent to maybe 4 hours. Throughout the whole day.
So, if you could do anything to satisfy yourself, what would you do?
Jerking off doesn't work.
Just touch.
No, it doesn't work.
Oh, you say it doesn't work? I like to say that works.
No, that's what a lot of cats do. I think they do. That's what the masturbation thing is about. Mm-hmm. But that's on a whole nother.
Yeah, that's somewhere else.
Masturbation ain't working no more.
Right.
Like I say, going to get massages and stuff, that I still leave with a void. Mm-hmm. Working out is cool, but it feels like I'm just burning pent-up energy more than me coming back feeling like I feel satisfied. I feel like my gas tank is full because I went and ran a jog. I feel like I released some stuff, but I don't feel like I replenished what I released. So there's an empty void. At the end of the day, I feel like that's the exchange through the love language. If somebody gives you and helps you with certain things and you release and replace it with that energy, that sensation you get from receiving that gesture. Mm-hmm. So again, I understand quality time. I go out, chill, maybe have some lunch, get something to eat. That's cool. Go see a movie. I have no problem with that. But again, that's why I think physical is the bigger one. In order for me to have sex with you, I got to spend time with you.
It almost sounds like they work hand in hand.
They do. Yeah. They do. Well, some people could just spend time with you, no more any sexual pleasure. For me, if I spend time with you, yeah, it kind of leads to that. So,
Would you say...
Pause.
Maybe... Because I'm trying to figure out, like, what would you ultimately, like, what would your thing be? If you could do anything in the world to satisfy yourself, what would that be? Like, if tomorrow, if you had tomorrow off and you could do anything, what would that be?
Okay. That's why I know it's touch. I would get some marijuana, get a whole bunch of weed. Mm-hmm. We'd be 100%. If I knew it was the end, yeah, we're just about to just get really stoned, get a whole bunch of whatever we can to keep me up. Mm-hmm.
That's what
I mean, like, across the board, sleep, sexually, and everything, just keep me up. Mm-hmm. And we just gonna ride this out.
Mm, sleep. That's a good one. But anyway.
So, whatever. But yeah, that's my new quest, is to figure it out. Because I've had spurts, the reason I reflect on it, I've had spurts in my life where, I mean,
maybe something creative that you're not doing.
Hey, I'm open to anything at this point. I'm not closed anything.
Maybe that's what this is.
What, this? Mm-hmm. Is an outlet to avoid touch?
Not to avoid touch,
but to figure it out?
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a definite outlet to figure out a lot of stuff. Okay. Learn, man, it's been a lot of things over these 2.5 years that I have learned. In the past 8 months have been a stupid level up. Ooh, that's a yawn. Ooh, I know, they right? called that was all on the camera. Yeah, I wonder if you heard it. That's gonna be like my what was that I did last week? Okay. Yeah. Oh, then you put yeah, that's my new journey. Mm. Because if those things are still creating the void, I feel as if when the physical touch is not being satisfied, especially when we start going on this
quest,
this quest, then they start seeking. But what they're missing is, again, status. They're missing the intimacy, connection, the exchange of energy.
You're lonely?
I wasn't trying to think about
you. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Thank you. but, yeah, to a degree. Mm. But the difference is I'm not going out. Before, I used to go out because it would be large gaps in between me having some kind of rapport with a woman. Mm-hmm. I was gaming most of the time. I don't even care about it. I was in my own fucking bubble. So when it came through, it came through. If it wasn't, I was high as hell and dopamine down off of video games. So that's where I was getting my satisfaction from, because I was still spending quality time with a group of people. So my other love language was being satisfied. Now I'm not gaming anymore. It's not a lot of people. And with my recent growth and development, I've become a little bit more isolated. So now it's like, okay, not really doing as much quality time and not getting as much physical touch. WTF. How do I resolve this and fix this? I know how to do the quality time thing. That's cool. I just gotta wait till my money gets up and then I'm good. Or find different things I can do, like you say, like, oh, walk in the park. Walking the park by myself, quality time with myself. Being out in nature, just going outside, chilling, shit like that. But the physical part, just jerking off is not it. How do, it's an exchange. See what I'm saying? Mm. Massage is cool, but still, that's somebody exchanging energy with you. And if it's not the right connection, that's why dudes go get a massage and they want to have a happy ending of things. Because they still want that intimate exchange. Mm. The other ones, I feel like, a lot easier to attain. You can give yourself affirmations off the ass if you need pep talks. You can buy yourself stuff all the time.
But I don't know.
And no, you can go out and do stuff.
Why have you got no money?
You can create gifts for yourself.
Shit.
People become creative. That's how you have people who do clay and metal and artwork and find different shit within their range of create artwork and then create something for themselves. I feel like art is more for the artist, not the people. When you start trying to create artwork to appease other people, I think that's where the disconnect. Or whatever phrase that. Like, for instance, rap music, I feel like rap music is for, it's you expressing your emotion for other people because they connect, but at the same time, it's more about you.
Yeah, I make art for me first. I have to like it. I don't like it.
So certain,
like,
certain
I have to be so in love with it and feeling it, and you have to satisfy your own desire and passion and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So when you're creating art, you're not necessarily creating it. And when I say create, I'm thinking more visual art, more than
I'm thinking all music. Art.
But in my mind, when I'm speaking of this, I'm thinking like a paint. Mm-hmm. I feel like a disconnect for some artists is when you're trying to create artwork to sell, to make money, to give to somebody else, because it is your emotions that you, your, because a recent revelation is light bulb moment. Man, I mean, I realized pain is completely, like, that's why most of the best artwork is made by somebody with a fucked up state of mind, because pain produces some of the best art. Mm-hmm. People say yeah, that so much, but yeah, pain, like really, really, really tapping into that. Really, really giving it some, instead of just hearing it and using it as a quote, going in one area. So that's why we need to experience that. And do you necessarily want to be selling your pain to somebody else?
Well, I feel like people gonna like what they're gonna like. If they like it, that's like a bonus. I like it. And I feel like if you approach art like that, you'll be able to do the best part, because you're not really thinking about the end result. Kind of sort of, you just like, you remember that one light bulb moment? We digress. Well, you remember that one that one light bulb moment show when I was like, I just want a space to go and just do whatever I want to do? So I feel like the best art comes from you having that big, wide space to just experiment and do whatever you want to do. And
oh, shit.
Likes it. Who they is?
Incarnate. Watch. What's up, people? Hold on, I got waving at y'all. I didn't realize that. People was joining. I got caught up in the conversation. You think? We have people. We have people. Go ahead.
But yeah.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I feel like we're way off topic.
We way over time, too, man. We pushing. We still got to do the cosmos.
Let's do it right now.
Hold on. Physical touch is very important. It's as important as any other love language. It is more about
it's definitely still important.
Understanding and recognizing how someone responds to physical stimulus. And again, it can be any kind of gestures, rubs, head massage, foot touch. It's just a plethora of things, but you should, the biggest thing is to explore it with your partner and figure it out. That's the thing. I think it's one of the main ones you need a partner for.
Yeah.
Period. That's what I should have said. It's not the tough one. It's one of the main ones you need a partner for. So when it comes to the love language,
I think all of them you need a partner for. Because yeah, it's a difference between me buying something, somebody else buying something for the people who like yours. It's a difference between me doing something and somebody else. Like, I can tell myself I'm beautiful all day, but so when the right person say it, it just feels like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Nah, I forgot. I ain't doing that shit. Trash. Fuck my hands up.
In the cosmos.
In the cosmos.
Saturday, February 9th, it's going to be a full moon in Leo. So expect...
Wow. Oh, that's bad candles.
The creative energy is going to be high, you know? Some may feel the need for attention more than usual. You know, Leos need their attention.
Yeah, I'm clingy as fuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to be clingy.
Huh?
I'm going to be clingy.
Yeah, Leo.
No, I'm just saying because of the...
Yeah. You know, adventurous or exciting sexual experiences. Hey, you better act up this weekend, huh? What else? Overcoming fear and seek guidance for growth.
I don't like you.
Why? That's fine.
Okay.
But anyway, thank y'all so much for listening to Light Bulb Moment Podcast.
Who you is?
Deshaun Dedan.
And where you at?
Huh?
Where you at?
At DeshaunDuros. People be spelling Deshaun all kind of ways. I gotta
do it again and slow it down.
DeshaunDuron
At IG.
Everything.
Okay. What platforms are we on?
We on IG. We on Light Bulb Moment on IG. Now, as far as streaming, we're on Google. YouTube, of course. YouTube, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify.
Nigga, if you say Instagram one more time.
Apple.
Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker.
Breaker?
Himalaya. Defecating on you. Say on me, you heard me. And I am Arsenia. Follow me at Arsenia17 on IG and on Facebook. Follow Lightbulb Moment on IG, Facebook, YouTube, and soon Twitter.
LITEBULB.
Please, LIT. Don't tell nobody LIGHT. That shit is already taken.
LITE. Lightbulb Moments. Peace out. Bye.
Bye.